When Briar Rose told the fairy godmothers about her true love, they grew sad.
Since it's your 16th birthday, we must tell you the truth now. You are really the Princess Aurora. Your marriage to Prince Philip will take place this very evening in your father's castle. You can never see your handsome stranger again.
Briar Rose burst into tears. Meanwhile, the young stranger rode off to tell his father that he had just met the girl of his dreams. Actually, the young man was Prince Philip. When he told his father, King Hubert, about Briar Rose, the king became very upset.
What? You've fallen in love with some peasant girl? I won't have it. I promised my neighbor, King Stefan, that you would marry his daughter, Aurora. You're a prince, and you're going to marry a princess.
But Philip's mind was made up. Off he rode to the cottage in the woods to meet his true love, Briar Rose. But she was not there. The three good fairies had carefully escorted her to King Stefan's castle. The poor princess should have been happy, but all she could think of was her lost love. Merryweather led her up to her room.
Cheer up, dear. You can't meet your father looking so glum. We'll leave you alone for a few moments to dry your tears.
While the good fairies waited outside, a mysterious voice began calling to the sad princess.
Aurora! Aurora!
In a trance, she followed the haunting sound up a winding stairway to the top of the tower. Off in the distance, Merryweather heard the evil chant.
Listen! It's Maleficent!
The fairies rushed through the palace corridors, searching for the princess.
Rose! Rose! Don't touch anything!
But Maleficent's curse was far too powerful. The evil fairy called out from the shadows.
Touch the spindle. Touch it, I say!
As if in a dream, Aurora stretched out her hand to touch the shining spindle. The fairies finally found Maleficent. But alas, it was too late.
You poor, simple fools. Thinking you could defeat me. Me, mistress of all evil. Well, here's your precious princess.
Maleficent pulled back her long cape to reveal the beautiful Aurora lying in a deep sleep. Maleficent disappeared. In a blaze of light, her curse was complete. Now, only true love's kiss could save Aurora. Merryweather knew they must do something.
No one must ever know of this wicked deed. We'll put everyone to sleep until Rose awakens.
As the fairies cast their spell over the castle, they heard King Hubert say,
"My son, Philip, has lost his head. He fell in love with some girl named Briar Rose."
Flora realized that the young stranger Rose had met in the forest was really Prince Philip. But miles away, Maleficent was plotting.
Prince Philip is the only person who can break my evil curse. I must find him at once.
She and her demon army captured Philip and locked him in a deep dungeon. But the good fairies flew to Philip's rescue and freed him. They armed him with a magic sword and led him to the sleeping princess. Maleficent was furious when she found that the prince had escaped. Determined to stop him, She turned herself into a fiery dragon. But her evil could not overcome Philip's magic sword and his true love. Maleficent was destroyed. With the help of the three fairies, Prince Philip found the tiny tower room where his sleeping beauty lay. There, dreaming of her true love, was the Princess Aurora, the very same girl he had fallen in love with. He gave her a kiss. She opened her eyes and smiled. Maleficent's spell was broken. Soon the whole castle was awake, and the joyous wedding celebration began. And so, the Sleeping Beauty and her own true love were married and lived happily ever after.